Welcome to another episode of the Her Paper Route podcast, where we talk about all things personal finance, niche website investing, and wealth building. Today's guest is Lashundra Harmon, and I met Lashundra last year at a conference where we got to talking about building wealth as women. She is absolutely wonderful, and I just had to bring her onto the show. In today's episode, Lashundra and I are chatting about how you can find the confidence to boss up and lead in your industry, and how you can build wealth, how you can use things like whole life insurance to build wealth. Lashundra also recently published a book called Girl, Boss Up and Lead, and so I will be picking her brain with questions about how to publish a book, so everyone listening who has the goal of publishing a book can get some really great resources to get started on your book publishing journey. Let's go.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of HerPaperRoute.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Welcome, Lashundra. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Chelsea. I am Lashundra Harmon, also known as the Financial Mommy, and I love protecting lives financially.
I'm happy to see you.
Happy to see you.
We met at FinCon, of all places. We met in Orlando. It was so cool to get to meet you.
Oh, my goodness. I just had the best time. That was my very first one. And I swear, since I left, I have been on straight go mode. Girl, watching the people who are in our arena, how they're making all this money. And, you know, I'm a business owner, so I have an actual brick and mortar. So now it's like this past year, I call myself breaking into the online part of it. And it has been so awesome just meeting all of these people with their YouTube channels, with their podcast channels, with their books and everything that they're doing to educate people about money and their finances. It was like being in heaven.
Speaking of people who have written a book, you yourself, you just published your book.
You know what? Late last year, what I did was I joined a mastermind, which I encourage anyone who's in business or whatever you're trying to do, try to get around a group of people who think like you, that you can bounce ideas off of, and that they share freely. And it's, you know, just no judgment, just everybody just, you know, brainstorming and masterminding and holding one another accountable. So I joined the mastermind late last year, Chelsea. And since I joined this mastermind, I swear, it's like I got a big boost. And in there, one of the gentlemen, he followed the same lady as I followed. And I've been following her for years, and she's been helping with book collaborations. He shared that he did it. And sitting with him and chatting with him, I just said, you know what? I'm pulling the trigger. I'm joining a book collaboration. So I joined a book collaboration with other ladies like me, women who own businesses, moms. And the book is called Girl, Boss Up and Lead.
Love that.
And the title spoke to me, you know, and I said, okay, I can join in. And this other ladies, we're talking about the challenges, how you overcome these things, and your top three tips on what to do, how to start your business, why did you start your business, what keeps you focused, and all of that. And it was just an amazing experience to share, you know, what's dear to me with helping others and other women feel better about being in business. It gets tough, you know, especially being a mom, you know, you're trying to balance it all, but shoot, forget the, throw out the scale. There's no balance. You know, just yeah, do true. It all, you know?
That's so amazing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it was just an amazing experience for me. We actually just launched it with a nice little virtual conference about two Saturdays ago. So this is my official copy of mine. And the thing is, when it comes to book sales, I learned so much. Like, there are so many ways to make money with your book sales. Pre-selling is a freaking gold mine.
dig into it. Tell us all about your pre-selling strategy. I'd love to hear.
Okay. Pre-selling to me, and also pre-selling shows who supports you. You know, in our business, us being online, we have followers and we have supporters. So that is how you really fully distinguish who really, really supports your business and care about what you do. So just out the gate, I got over 50 pre-sales, Chelsea.
Nice. Yeah.
And I got close to 60, and I'm just like, and I'm still getting, you know, I haven't even sent the books out yet. They're done now. So just the pre-selling is just all about you online, your online presence, reaching out to your audience, letting them know, look, I'm a part of this book collaboration. We're sharing this. How about being a part of my book collaboration? So all those people that bought the pre-sale, I got to mention them as acknowledgments in the book.
Nice.
So isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I got to let them know, how about being mentioned in my book? You're one of my thank yous.
That's so cool. What a great way to give back too, to the people that are supporting you.
Yeah,
as well.
So they could be like, I'm in a book too. So that was a part of the pre-selling. And it was just an amazing experience in itself.
You know, that's so interesting that you mentioned that, because I think a lot of time when people think about pre-selling, they're only thinking about, okay, how do I show up on Instagram? What reel do I have to post to pre-sell? Or what email do I have to send to my list? But it sounds like you specifically reached out to individual people in your community that you had some rapport with. And you, that was a sort of a very personalized touch to it. I really love that.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, by me being a serial entrepreneur, I'll call it, because, you know, I began in the beauty industry. I own two salons on the south side of Chicago. And I went from the beauty industry into financial services after I had my son. So a lot of my clients, you know, it's about having that relationship for one. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my clients, I've done their hair and their nails. Now I do their insurance. I insure themselves. I help them with their finances. I insure their properties, their automobiles, you know, just the whole relationship. Once they trust you, they trust you.
Absolutely. So, and you, as we mentioned a moment ago, you have your brick and mortar as well now in the insurance world. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing? What's like a day-to-day in your life right now, now that you're managing not only your new book launch, but also your brick and mortar business as well?
Well, the name of my firm is Harmon Wealth Solutions, and we're a boutique insurance firm. And what we do is we offer all insurances, but by me being the financial mommy, I really focus on the financial part as far as life insurance and how to become your own bank with a life insurance policy, protecting your assets, as well as estate planning and stuff like that. So day-to-day is me getting up, you know, making sure my babes are okay. My son's 20, my daughter's 27. They're fine. They're grown. And me getting onto the office. One thing I don't do, my phone doesn't ring before 1 p.m. So it's on do not disturb.
Nice.
So from the morning to 1 p.m., I'm calling you. You're not calling me. You know, that's how you prioritize who, you know, you need to take care of, you know, first thing in the day. So I'm calling out versus accepting calls before 1 p.m. After that, my clients can call in and do whatever. And it's just pretty much I'm doing quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following up, you know, just making sure everyone has what they need.
Setting those boundaries for yourself and your business is so important. I think that everybody who will be listening to this is going to resonate with that, because yeah, if you don't just block out certain times on your calendar when people can't book meetings or can't call you, they will, right? They will take every ounce of your time. So being able to set those boundaries.
Yeah. People will call you at 2 a.m. because before I did an insurance, when I left the industry, I became a mortgage broker. Mm-hmm. Girl, people having anxiety about closing on their home, calling you at 1 and 2 in the morning. Yes. About their mortgage loan. How much longer is it? I said, you know what? I can't have this.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know how you did it for as long as you did.
I'm like, so now my phone does not ring before 1 p.m. unless it's, you know, kids or, you know, people who are in your favorites, you can set your phone up that way. So your favorites can call you 24/7, but others cannot. Mm-hmm. 1 to 7.
I like
7 p.m. do not disturb to 1 p.m. So they can call me from 1 to 7.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, you mentioned being your own bank. How does someone figure that out? What are the first steps for someone if they want to become their own bank and take care of that side of their business and life, really?
Okay. Well, it's about, like, if you're a business owner, you want to create what you call your own pension. So that, you know, and a pension is income for the rest of your life. If you work a job, they offer you a pension. I'm not sure if they do it as much now. Most jobs, they've cut out that part. They just give you the 401k part. But, you know, that's the big tax and stuff. But as far as becoming your own banker, it's a process that we call in the life insurance industry, it's called infinite banking concept. So IBC. So what you do is you meet up with your insurance advisor. You would sit down with me. I would get all of your information, date of birth or whatever. And you say, you know what, LaShondra, I only want to work till I'm 65. I want to have at least $500,000, or I want to have $1 million for me to get income from. Okay, we'll sit back, we'll crunch numbers, and then we'll come up with an amount of money that you need to allocate each month or yearly to go into either an IUL policy or a whole life policy. You can't set up a banking policy with a term because there's no cash accumulation there. So you have to use either an index universal life or a whole life policy that has participating guidelines with the market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so good. I'm like just sitting here hanging on every one of your words.
Yeah. And it's amazing because people just don't know about these different things. I mean, with a whole life or IUL, think about it. You're letting go of all of the tax issue, because most often when you're funding a policy, you're using after tax dollars. Whereas when you're funding like your 401ks and stuff like that here in the United States, it's pre-tax. Mm-hmm. So would you rather have taxes now or later? Most people are like, oh, I don't want to pay taxes now. But think about it. That's crazy. Taxes only do what?
Go up.
So why wouldn't you want to pay your taxes now and just reap the benefits later? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be double taxed and stuff like that. Whereas with a whole life or IUL, there's no taxation with that because you're using after tax dollars. And the thing is, the money in these policies, you're loaning it to yourself to use right now. So there are no taxes on loans, right?
Like that, yep.
You can't use it as income.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a lot of great benefits to doing it that way.
Ooh, that's so good. Thank you for sharing that. I want to jump back to when we were talking about your book now too, because I'm sure there's going to be people who will be wondering, excuse me. So anyone who is wondering, they're thinking they want to publish a book. They want to, they have been wanting to write this book forever and they want to get it out into the world. What tips would you have for someone who was in your position maybe last year, whenever you started putting your book together? What advice would you share for them?
You know what? Start small. You know, there are so many things you can do. You can go to Amazon. You can go to this place. So this here book here was self-published. I'm not on Amazon yet. Right now, we're working on getting it to the New York Times bestseller, whatever platform that is. But yep, just doing it ourselves, I'll say it took me literally maybe 45 minutes a chapter.
Wow.
And it's about really just going by an outline. Like, I'm already working on my second book, which is kind of like my own memoir about myself, my life. And I've already done like some eBooks. There are so many great, easy techniques now. You know, you can sit up and talk to your computer and it'll write for you. You know that, right? So it's so many easy ways to do it now. Whereas, oh, I got to write this. Nope, I got to write. Nope. You could just talk to it, proofread it, bam, send it to the editor.
Yes.
So I'll say 45 minutes per chapter.
I love that. You're kind of like taking the stress off of people in a way. You're just being like, just get out there and start talking now, put it out there. I love that.
And you can always go back and format it how it, you know, just grounded in my faith with the Almighty. So it's like, I trust God with everything that I do, Chelsea, every decision, because I always believe in win-win situations with everything that I do, especially in business. So I want to make sure I'm an asset to you as well as you're an asset to me. I believe in that. There are no losers. So I believe in everybody winning some type of way. So take your time and do things. It's no rush. It's your time. Remember that. It's your time. So just love yourself.
That's beautiful. For anyone here listening who is just already super inspired by you. And where can we buy your book right now?
Well, you know what? If they want, they can follow me on social media. I'm at Financial Mommy, Instagram, Twitter. Or you can go to Facebook and follow me as well. They can go to financialmommies.com and order the book. I have worksheets there they can download, which is money moves to help them get more in tune with their money. And if they want to talk about the infinite banking, they can put the information in there as well. And we could talk about that.
Ooh, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. That was awesome.
Thank you, girl. It was a pleasure meeting you. I can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, maybe see you next year.
Gotta go so we can hug.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review and be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.